Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Good morning. My name is Lulu. I was calling to speak with the owner of Texas Moose Contractors, if I can.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Robert. How's your day going?
Robert, good morning. My day is going great. Thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, ma'am. It was a very relaxing weekend. I went to South Padre Island with the family.
Ooh, wow. I bet that was wonderful.
It was goodness. Perfect. Just the vacation we needed before to start a heavy work week.
Yeah, I agree. I actually ended up taking off on Wednesday. I took Wednesday off. I had 5 days off, and boy, was it needed.
Trust me. I told the guys, I was like, yeah, you know what? We're not going to start anything on a holiday weekend, like a week basically, because it's just, there's no need to start something and then take a 5 day vacation. It just wouldn't be right.
Right.
We just did maintenance on all the vehicles and trailers and got everything all nicely buttoned up for the week following.
Oh, my God. What a great idea that was.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Start fresh.
So what can I do for you?
Well, the reason I was reaching out to you this morning, Robert, I'm with a company here. It's Local Splash. And what we are is a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing. So, I wanted to speak with you in terms of perhaps getting your company there listed on the very first page of Google.
You know, that'd be very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. We did have a position become available this morning for your keyword searches there. So, yeah, it'd be very nice.
Good. I like getting flooded with work and scheduling out. That would be really nice.
Yeah, it's unlimited calls, you know, coming. Well, you've been in business for a while, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Your clients do call you. Yeah, how long actually have you been in business?
So this is Texas Moose is actually my expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just do just like cash jobs and local contractor, just staying local. But I'm kind of trying to venture out and grow my business into where I can hire in-house employees instead of subcontracting out. But I have 10 years experience under my belt. So I've been doing work for quite some time. So this is at Texas Moose Contractors, is my actual expansion company.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So it's very, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a very honest person. This company is very fresh, very new. So we're trying to get our name out there and everything. And that's what I'm trying to work for, because I want to get heard. I want to be seen. I want to show people my work.
Oh, well, and it sounds like you've got, you know, some trucks and some guys, and, you know, this will definitely get your guys some good work from good paying clients. You'll be listed on a professional level, and I'm glad that you said you're very honest. That's very kind. That's very good, and that's the only way to go.
Our biggest motto is quality matters.
Yeah, exactly. Quality matters, exactly. So,
short, simple, and effective.
What's that? Say it again.
It's short, simple, and effective.
Short, simple, and effective. That's good. Yes, exactly. And you said you wanted to stay, within a 50-mile radius, or?
Yeah, 50-mile radius should be fine, because, let's see, what's 50 miles San Antonio? Because I'm based out of New Braunfels.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. Yeah, 50. Well, here's the thing. Let's say we get you listed in a 50-mile radius, okay, which would be wonderful for you. If you get a call that's 50 miles away, that's way too small of a job. Then, you know, hey, you can respectfully move on. You know, people appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be as honest as possible, because I have had some contractors come. I live on a ranch compound with a bunch of houses on it, and I was out of vacation, and the landowner, he hired somebody in to do some repairs. They were just very distasteful and said they did the job. I came in to check on it. They did a half-assed job, tried to charge her all this money. And I was like, what just happened? Like, they were supposed to be here for 4 days, tearing up the entire subfloor to do mold repair. They left, like, 60% of the mold. So I had to go in and finish the job for them. I was like, this is not okay. She's this sweet old 65-year-old lady that's just trying to trust you, and then you just try to burn her. I was like, no, you're not doing this. So I was not a very happy camper that day when I got back from vacation.
Oh, I bet. I bet. That is disturbing, and I totally get it. Absolutely.
So I don't want to ever be that. I don't ever want to be that person. I want to actually get the job done right and make sure if anything goes wrong, I let you know.
Yeah. Good for you, Robert. That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. We need more people like you out there. And I think they are starting to come around, come out of the woodworks.
I hope so.
After we see everything that's going on, you know?
Yeah.
We just want to be right and do the right thing. Are you picking up any commercial at all, Robert?
Not yet, but I would like to start. I would love to get into commercial because that would be the next best thing. I'm not quite ready for commercial, but it'll give me that extra incentive to get ready for commercial.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Robert, okay, so got great news. Okay, because you're so brand new, you qualify for the brand. I put you in at a brand new in business, right? Also, which lowers the pricing, okay, which is awesome. And I did send it over to my director, Mario, to apply that. And also, these positions, when they become available, they are exclusive, okay? So let me grab Mario here. He's going to he's got that pulled up for me. Let's see. Well, there he is. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Robert, good morning.